Connecticut income tax receipts fell $450 million in April. That's according to consensus revenue figures released on Monday by Governor Dana Malloy's budget office and the State General Assembly's Office of Fiscal Analysis. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Governor Malloy's budget director, Ben Bond, says it's a precipitous drop in revenue. He says it will create challenges balancing the state budget. State Senate President Martin Looney, a New Haven Democrat, says only a handful of very wealthy taxpayers are responsible for the shortfall.
We understand that the 100 largest taxpayers in the state had a huge, huge drop in their income tax liability in the payments that they filed in April.
He says the reliance on so few taxpayers is a problem.
Our fundamental problem in the last 2 years, it seems, is that we are not able to accurately predict our income tax receipts.
Governor Malloy begins budget negotiations with Republican and Democratic legislative leaders this week. They'll have to close not only this fiscal year's budget gap, but also a projected deficit of more than $1.5 billion over the next 2 years. Looney and the state Senate Democratic leadership say they want the negotiations to be televised and open to the press. The GOP Senate leadership responded, saying this is an attempt to shift the conversation away from the severity of the budget situation. Ebong Udama, WSH News.